This is Hannah Heck with Morningside College News. With the presidential election at a close, President Obama and his staff are breathing a sigh of relief. However, Washington Democrats weren't the only people working hard to re-elect the president. The majority of the campaign took place in American neighborhoods just like your very own. Here in Sioux City, volunteers spent not the last year, but the last 4 years, hard at work with the re-election campaign. They analyzed data, made calls, knocked on doors, and most importantly, connected with people on a personal level. The campaign here in the state of Iowa was one of the most important in the country. Many Morningside students looking to make a difference got involved with the campaign. Jack O'Brien, a Morningside freshman, has been volunteering with Obama for America since 2008.
I'm glad I did it. I mean, it opened up a lot of doors for me and got me involved in the political process, made me more knowledgeable. There were times where it was, like, time-consuming or demanding, but in retrospect, I think that I'll enjoy being a part of a historical event.
Jack thinks that all college students ought to volunteer with a campaign.
I think it's important when you're just becoming an adult to learn where you stand on issues that face society and face you, and also just to get involved in your community, you know, like that's a good characteristic to have.
Organizing for America's efforts were successful. Barack Obama was re-elected President of the United States on the 6th of November. It's getting to be that time again, paper writing time. Inevitably, as the end of the semester draws closer, students are becoming more and more overwhelmed with the prospect of writing their 15-page philosophy essay or that huge grade-shattering lab report. Luckily for you, sometimes the difference between a C and a B, or even a B and an A, is one quick painless visit to the Writing Center. The Writing Center is located on the second floor of the Learning Center, and consultants are eager to help you with your writing skills. Peer consultant Chase Shanafelt has been working in the Writing Center for 2 years. He thinks that Morningside College writing consultants offer a vital service to students. He says the Writing Center is not an editing service, but it can help students in multiple ways.
If we don't proofread anything, we'll go over their papers and look for clarity or conciseness or any specific details they may have about the way they wrote it or anything as basic as structuring arguments or a thesis or just even going over the rules or guidelines for the paper.
The Writing Center is open from 9 to 4 and 7 to 9 on Monday through Thursday, and Fridays from 9 to 3. Students can sign up for consultations online through the Writing Center website, but walk-ins are always welcome. After beginning the season a month late, the Mustang swim team is getting into the swing of things. Former Morningside coach Steve Mose left the program in August. The administration had a very short time to find a replacement. Luckily, Sioux City area high school coach and 1981 NCAA All-American Brian Ferris stepped up to the plate. Ferris began officially coaching the team on the 1st of October, over a month after the normal beginning of the season. The swimmers were a little nervous with the prospect of starting the season off late. But now, they feel themselves getting back into shape and they're ready to swim fast. Senior captain Crystal Carlson thinks that Brian brings a fresh new perspective to the team.
He definitely brings new experience, and he has experience as a swimmer himself, as a good swimmer, and he's coached a lot in the past. And so it's just a kind of a different style, which can help swimmers in a different way.
She also thinks that it's been tough starting the season off late, but the team is doing their best to make the most out of it.
As a senior, it's really hard to start late because it's my last opportunity to swim well. But, I mean, you have to take it as it is. It's the best we kind of could do in the situation, and we have to make the most of it no matter what.
With 3 meets under their belts, Brian Ferris and the Mustang swim team are ready to show the world what they can do. This has been Hannah Hecht for Morningside News.